teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Founding of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 16, verse 13. However, Jesus was speaking. If you have a red letter version, that's what you're going to see there. It says, however, when he, capital H, the Spirit, capital S, of truth, has come, he will guide. He will guide. He will guide. He will guide. He will guide you into all truth. When he, the Spirit of truth, is it the spirit of lie? The spirit of can he deceive you? Can he confuse you? Whatever you sincerely take to him, will you get an authentic answer? Can you take whatever he advises you to the market and be sure to get result? He's the spirit of truth. That truth, really, if you look at the meaning in Strong's, is the spirit of reality. That is the reality of the Christian life. Guided and led by the Holy Spirit that is within. And he will guide you into all truth. Makes and misses will be minimal in your life. Trial and error will be minimal in your life. The more you depend on the Holy Spirit. I read this story. This guy, a security man. At all time, during the rush period, this young man will not come to walk across the gate. When he's thinning out and they're about to close, that's when you come with a wheelbarrow and... The man said he suspected him. He said, open, let me see. We just see a little box there. We opened the box, something non-significant. He said, go. Second day, second week, second month, he said, you know what? You're not going today. Look, level up with me. I'm not doing anything with you anymore. Honestly, I won't let you go. Because I don't feel good. The guy looked at him, said, because I know you are stealing something. But I don't know what it is. The guy said, well, at this point. He said, because I don't know what is this. This is nothing. So why do it all the time, and you always carry this thing and wheelbarrow. I'm not carrying, roll this thing across. They say, I'm not stealing anything in that cardboard. I'm stealing wheelbarrows. Can you imagine? So why am I telling that story? You think the Holy Ghost will allow him to do that for you? Why did this man just won't let go? There's something. But with you, much more. It won't take that long. Bearing gifts of the Spirit, and we won't take that because it dwells there. I'll give you another story. This preacher was preaching. They live outside, he's an American, lived ministry outside America, huge. Then they had a conference in Chicago. Then the wife and them, they were invited. They were so excited because they were meeting all old friends. And he was a speaker. They had some great time. Then I think it was closing time. There was a huge conference. There were speakers. Then they would go for dinner. Everybody would be trendily dressed. And and they were looking forward to it. So that afternoon, the Holy Ghost came and said, you are not going. I said, eh? What? So you're going to stay in your room. I said, no, sir. Ah, I'm not arguing, sir. Ah, Tom, great. Ah, this man is speaking tonight. Ah, then the dinner. Ah, that you've got their talk to do, everything ready. Ah, see, the more the time approached, the more he became restless. Why? They were dealing with the spirit of reality. But let me quickly add something to it so that I don't waste the time. I'll give you a second scripture so you can consider the two when you're studying at home. Romans 8:14. For as many, see, nobody has the monopoly of the Holy Ghost. God is leading that big man. God will lead you too. The same attention, the same focus of the divine. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons. So those two scriptures. Okay. So said the more, so the wife said, ah. The wife said, well, I'm going. Say, no, I'm not talking about you. I said, me. He said he struggled and struggled and struggled. Say, I'm going anyway. Started dressing up and everything. They got into the car. He was saying, oh. So he got to see that the driver said, Mr. Susu, I will really turn back. You ready? Say, he was ashamed of himself because it made him look indecisive. So his wife said, I've told you, do what you want. So I'll go anyway. They went. He said they saw their friends, everything, just before they went in for the conference to start. Ah! He said, I have to go back. He said, look, ah! Reluctantly, he turned back, said, go to call the driver. I said, I'm always here. He started going back. Then he realized that he was going to miss the dinner. He said, I will starve. Stop by, went to pick some fast food. By the time he finished picking the fast food, because in that part, they don't have too many, you know. So he went to a supermarket that was opposite, picking up some other things. And the only thing they didn't need was window shopping. Then finally they went back to the apartment. He said when he got there, he saw the door opened. He said, what? We're locked up. When he entered, he said it looked like a hurricane had run through the rails. He said, oh, the Holy Ghost was talking, I didn't hear. He was guiding, I wasn't paying attention. He was prodding, he said he saw the wife's treasure case, chest. All the expensive things have been removed. Plastics were left. Whoa. He quickly ran for his computer. Gone. Passport, gone. Everything. He said, yeah. Stranded. He said, and he warned me. Gave me enough time. He knows your present reality. He knows your future reality. Stop disturbing the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to someone looking at me now, looking at what this man saying. Because I see a rosy future for you. In the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that can you connect? Or you are waiting for those kind of prayer requests that you wait forever. You define forever. Will you repent immediately? No wonder we have been waiting for you. As many as are led by men, by experts, by anointed preachers, by the Holy Spirit. They are the sons of God. You are a son in the house. How many of you, when your son will ask for fish, And you give him what? What? Scorpion or snake? Snake. Will you do that? He says, if you were wicked, no. What makes you think I will give you the Holy Ghost at will? We are thinking I will wait forever. As a matter of fact, one of these persons that was talking to me about 2 weeks ago, I just saw the person. What he'd been waiting forever. I saw her in the full element. I'm like, whoa. He was still telling me, wait forever. Sure. I saw her. God showed me. Free of charge. But you're still talking. We had to overcome. We overcome how? By the blood of the Lamb. And what? Your testimony. We are giving testimony of defeat. If it's through the blood of the Lamb, then it is finished. Declare the answer. Not this one. Hey, but pastor, hey, my father. Shh. Where's your father? Where's your heavenly father? But you had better start saying what your heavenly father is saying. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. We fight our battles by what we say. I was telling a pastor yesterday on the platform. He says, faith only comes by hearing. Did you hear me? It's good to read. But it doesn't stop there. You must hear. And before you get there, see that if they don't hear, they cannot get it. And if somebody doesn't go to talk to them, how can they hear? If we don't send those who are going, how can they go? I said, but the bottom line is this. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. And without faith, don't think you're going to get anything from God. With God, absolutely nothing is impossible. Did you hear me? Let experts work on their heads. When God says this is it, there is nothing that the Holy Ghost cannot do. Glory be to God in the highest. When he says, as many as are led by the sons of God, who are those who define sons? Heirs of the Father, joint heirs with Jesus. If that be the case, where the word of the king is, there's power. Now you say, now, faith comes by hearing. What if there's nobody talking? That's why when you believe, you speak. Hear yourself. Be your own number one prophet. With the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We are led people. We are not presumptuous. Somebody shout glory be to God in the highest. Say, I'm blessed. Ah. I am the blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord. I am blessed. In Jesus' name. Yeah. With every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, I am blessed. That's why I'm highly favored. People don't know. That's why the devil fights me to Tanil. Doesn't matter. As long as I am loved by love himself, I'm satisfied. How can the embodiment of love live in me and the devil thinks I will be abandoned? I'm rooted and grounded in love. I can rebuke sharply. I don't hate. I look for the best of everybody. It's my prayer. But I learn to grow more in the area of discerning of spirits. So you don't embrace an enemy for a friend. It makes you fight tougher, but you will not lose. You will not fail out, but you will lose. You can avoid it. So you can, when he says don't go there, don't go. What will they say? Is it what they say or what the Holy Ghost is saying? You see our problem. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. So it says the spirit of truth. Does that give you any chance of saying or doing what is not true? It aligns you straight in the fear of God. I'm not talking tormenting fear, reverential fear, honor and respect. The kind that builds unusual intimacy with the Spirit of God. But you guys aren't talking. I don't know, it's past 11. You're enjoying it. Because your situation can change today forever. From now. Honestly amazed that you're written. God sees my heart. I've seen some things in these few days that I've never seen in my life. Ah. Wow. Can you imagine those who knew you last week, when they see you next week, they'll say, is she the one? Because when you open your mouth, it's the Holy Ghost that will talk first. When you appear, it's the Holy Spirit they will see first. When you say, hey, it's the Holy Ghost they will hear first. And devils will begin to quiver everywhere. Angels will flock. Give him praise. Give him honor. Come on, Father, we worship. Come on, let's. Father, we worship you. We bless you. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, our Lord Jesus, for baptizing us specially with the Holy Spirit. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love your ministry. Our standby, our strengthener, our teacher, the revealer of secrets, revelator, Shakatalayaba. Tonight he follows you into your bedroom, into your office, into your relationships, into your health, your finances, the lives of your children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody blessed this morning? And we thank God for the month of March coming to a close. Father, thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for lifting us. Thank you for blessing us. We know all these blessings will begin to manifest all through the rest of the year in Jesus' name. And for the month of April, Holy Spirit, we hand it over to you. In the name of Jesus. As it concerns every individual here and that we represent, we hand over April to you. In our thinking, in our words, in our actions, in our relationships, in our reactions, we hand over to you, Holy Ghost. And we trust you. We hand over Nigeria to you. Yes. And we trust you. We hand over Fountain to you. And we trust you. The word explosion, take it completely. And we trust you. All that we attend from home and abroad, we hand them over to you. All travels, we hand them over to you. And we trust you. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to have a glorious April, May, June, July, August, September, December, the rest of your lives. In the name of Jesus.
We know the that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shomolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.